OC extends program for inmates to rehabilitate through training dog. The Orange County Board of Supervisors on October 18 unanimously agreed to extend for 3 years a dog training program that focuses on inmate rehabilitation. The program, operated by Cell Dogs, Inc., has been conducted for about a year at the Theo Lacey facility, a county jail in Orange. It was first started at the James A. Music facility in Irvine but was shut down due to the pandemic. Sergeant Todd Hilton, a spokesperson for the Orange County Sheriff's Department, told the Epoch Times that the program has been a huge success. Wherever the dogs have been, there are less issues. It's really helped the inmates understand how to be able to love one another, because a lot of them may come from difficult situations, Hilton said. The nonprofit group, in collaboration with the Orange County Sheriff's Department and Orange County Animal Care, which provides temporary shelter for stray dogs, offers inmates the opportunity to gain hands-on dog training experience, develop life skills and positive lifestyle changes, and prepare for success when they return to their communities. "We are a one-stop shop," Cell Dogs, Inc. founder Jeanette Thomas told the Epoch Times. "We organize, facilitate, and graduate the dogs that come into the program. Dogs in the program receive crate training, potty training, basic obedience commands, and cute tricks before being offered for adoption," Thomas said. She said she started the nonprofit 15 years ago after attending veterinary school and having a successful career in the electronics industry as an engineer. She hasn't taken a salary so her trainers can be paid adequately. "It's an expensive program to run because we supply everything, all the supplies, all the food, and all the medical bills," Thomas said. "No government funding goes to the program, so it is completely self-sustained through donations and fundraising," she said. "One way people can support the company," she said, "is to shop through Amazon Smile, the philanthropic version of Amazon. The company donates 0.5% of eligible purchases to the charity of Buyer's Choice." At the Theo Lacey facility, the nonprofit works with female inmates but hopes males can join soon. Before working directly with the dogs, participants are trained by the nonprofit's trainers on all the basics of handling, caring for, and training the dogs. After 4 weeks of classroom learning, participants will have between 8 to 10 weeks to care for and train a carefully selected dog they will be working with every day. Near the beginning of the month, Cell Dogs, Inc. also started working with the Orange County Probation Department, where both male and female juveniles will go through the same classes. Thomas said they will begin their training soon, and the nonprofit will be searching for a home for the dogs once they graduate. Thanks to the training experience, several inmates became dog trainers once they returned to civilian life. "They've been trainers for PetSmart and Petco. We also employ and offer job opportunities to trainers we think are amazing," Thomas said. She said her company is responsible for finding dogs for the program, which can be difficult. "Temperament is the most important criteria," she said. "Qualifying dogs will have gone through dozens of hours of evaluation before being selected," she added. "Important qualities dogs must have," she said, "are the ability to work well with people and other dogs, a great temperament, and tolerance for a noisy environment. One bite and we're done, so we have to find dogs that are amiable to each other," she said. "Careful selection doesn't mean discrimination, though. We've had small dogs, and the biggest dog we had was 115 pounds. We've had medical issues, we've had amputees, we've had deaf dogs, we've had dogs with one eye. You name it," Thomas said,